The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the November issue of Scout Life. And we're going to begin on page 11. This is Toy Story. Making a list? Here are some of the latest and greatest from the toy world. Robo-Rex, Bill Cold and Rampage with Code Plus Control Dinosaur Robot Rex. Move the dino in all directions, make its eyes light up and trigger all kinds of sounds, including it chowing down. Our 12, 10, and an 8-year-old testers can't get enough of it. The 12-year-old says, "It's challenging to do the wiring when putting it together, but it does everything it's supposed to and it is really cool." Pulling stunts. Take off with the Sky Viper Vector Performance Stunt Jet. Our 10-year-old pilot said it's the most fun he's had in a while. Launch it by throwing it in the air or taxiing along a smooth surface like a sidewalk. It's easy to fly, and you can do loops and barrel rolls with the controller stunt button. Our tester says you need a large space until you get the hang of it, so fly it in the field or empty parking lot. The plane is durable and crashes, and it has great battery life. From the Batcave, it's the ultimate for DC Universe fans. The Flash Batmobile RC. This limited edition 1989 vehicle roars to life with sound effects, working head and tail lights, and jet engine water vapor exhaust. The charging base doubles as a spinning display platform. As he raced it around, our 9-year-old tester rated it as very cool. Action figure and batteries included. Jammed Time. Get your party started and take it wherever you go with the Jammed speaker. It fits in the palm of your hand, but it's packed with Bluetooth 5.0 technology that works up to 800 feet. Our 9-year-old tester used its handle and a clip to attach to her backpack while she pumped up the music. Take your pick from 16 cool designs. Take it for a spin. Duncan's Butterfly XT is a high-performance yo-yo, especially for beginners and intermediates, offering 10 times the spin as the original model. Its ball-bearing axle and wide, durable design are perfect for all your long-spin tricks. Flip for fun. Flipside was an instant hit right out of the packaging with our testers, ages 12, 10, and 8. With this handheld electronic game, flip and slide the colored blocks to match them to the lights. The four different puzzle games are fast-paced and challenging, and you can play solo or with friends, batteries included. Amazing Fun. Draw cards and move your game piece through the maze to get to your character in Disney 100 Labyrinth. You can change the board's layout to get to your destination faster or block opponents. Of the 15 games they tried out, this was our tester's family favorite. They say it's a must-have for anyone into Disney movies and fun. Easy Pleaser. This one is a real crowd-pleaser. Nerf Kids Bounce and Score can be played indoors or outdoors with the family or at a party or even by yourself. All you do is bounce the foam balls on the target to score points. This is fun, our 12-year-old tester says. I would definitely play it with my friends, and it's easy to put together. His three younger sisters loved it, too. On Target, the Avatar Defender Bow. Hit the bullseye of fun with our sister, age 9, and brother, 6, testers. The suction cup arrows can fly more than 40 feet, but they're lightweight with soft tips, so they're safe for indoor play. The arrows are easy to shoot, and I like that they stuck on the windows, walls, and ceiling, sister says. Guessing Game. Headbands Lightspeed electrifies the classic What Am I game. The battery-powered headband with lights and sounds keeps the action moving. Guess as many cards as you can before your headband sings, green light. Act out a scene. Blue. Give three clues. Orange. Answer fast. Our brother, age 11, and sister, age 9, testers had a blast playing with their parents. Itsy Bitsy Pet. Bitsy isn't just one virtual pet. It's 15 in one pod. As you take good care of it, feeding, rocking it to sleep, and even cleaning up after it, it grows from baby to adult to super Bitsy. Once the puppy, hedgehog, bunny, chameleon, unicorn, or whatever becomes a super Bitsy, you can play a game. Bitsy was a big hit with both our 6 and 9-year-old testers. Win. Find links to all these toys and more. Plus, enter for a chance to win one of the toys every day throughout the month of November. go.scoutlife.org/win toys. 1. Open the camera app on your phone. 2. Hold your phones at the QR code appears. And 3. Tap the notification to visit scoutlife.org. And more. Here we go. Play Catch 2.0. Take a squishy orange ball in a gaming app. Put them together and you get Smart Ball. Play interactive games, enjoy music and sound effects, and get real-time audio coaching as you throw the ball around. It makes outdoor play feel like video game time. You can even compete with players around the world in a virtual league. I like how the ball gives you a bunch of different challenges, says our 9-year-old tester. Stack Star Maker. Be the star of your own show with Studio Creator 2 Video Maker Kit. It comes with an adjustable tripod, smartphone mount, screen, green screen, and ring light. Our 9-year-old tester loved creating her own content, but she cautioned that you make sure to flatten the creases in the green screen before getting to work. Pull it out. Put your solving skills in play with the Duncan Brain Game. You get 3 handheld puzzles, Color Shift Puzzle Ball, Quick Cube 3x3, and Serpent Snake Puzzle. Match, twist, and turn your way to the challenges and solutions. Our 9 and 11-year-old testers say the set would make a good stocking stuffer. Digital Designer Spirograph Doodle Pad gives you classic fun without all the paper and markers. Create colorful designs on the screen, then start again with just the push of a button. Built-in storage makes it easy to take with you. I like that I can use it in the car, says our 6-year-old, 8-year-old tester. That is when she can get a turn from her 12-year-old brother and 10-year-old sister. Marble Mania. Launch marbles through wheel chutes, sliders, loops, and trampolines with the Marble Run Stunt Starter Set. Our 8 and 10 and 12-year-old testers agree that the set is super fun and easy to put together. You can get more building ideas from the Marble Genius app, as well as extend, mix, and match with 2 other stunt sets. A Light Touch. It's light bright without the pegs. With Light Bright Touch, you can create your own animation, which is really cool, our 9-year-old tester says. Press the color-changing buttons on the board to light them up. It comes with games you can play by yourself or with friends. The portable design makes it perfect for traveling. Moving on to Cool Camperies, pages 14 through 17. These aren't your ordinary campouts. Battlefield District Executive Christopher Luntz plays the bugle at a Civil War-themed camperee, alerting scouts to switch stations. This is in the bottom left-hand corner of page 14. Jack Weinberg, Jameson Lawless, Emmanuel Afentoulis, and James Kimball, all from Troop 202 of Oakland, California, practice their knots at a mythological-themed camperee. Many of the stations were named for Greek heroes. This one, which tested scouts' basic skills, was named for Hephaestus, a blacksmith and craftsman. On the right, scouts from Boys Troop 202, and this is the right of page 15, scouts from Boys Troop 202 and Girls Troop 202 walked together during a skis challenge at a Hercules-themed station. Below, on page 15, below left, scouts play in a volleyball tournament at the mythological-themed camporee. On the bottom, the Toxic Arrows Patrol of Troop 787 of Castleberry, Florida, steer their party barge during a raft regatta camporee. In some campouts, you pitch a tent, cook in a Dutch oven, and belt out songs around a blazing fire. On others, you strap on a backpack or hop in a canoe and trek to amazing places of natural beauty. But typically, you won't be screaming at the top of your lungs as you fall 130 feet and then race along 3,000 feet of track, twisting and turning at nearly 60 miles per hour. Unless you attend the Jersey Shore Council's annual Six Flags Camporee. Many councils and districts across the country host camporees. A camporee invites dozens, even hundreds, of scouts for a weekend of camping and fun. Sometimes you're competing against other units in a skill contest. Other times you're enjoying themed activities at places you wouldn't expect to camp. Meet you at the park. For nearly three decades, scouts have pitched tents at Six Flags Great Adventure in New Jersey. They've worked on merit badges, fished at the nearby lakes, and, of course, ridden the thrilling roller coasters. About 600 scouts attended last year's event. Waiting in line wasn't boring when you were with fellow scouts. "That's what I like about scouting," said Angelo Amato, age 18, a venturer with Crew 66 of Point Pleasant Beach, New Jersey. "You meet people you normally wouldn't meet, and you can find a gold mine of things to talk about. You can find a gold mine of fun, too." Scouts scooted around in bumper cars, battled comic book villains on an interactive ride, and hopped on one of the fastest rides in the park, the Jersey Devil Coaster, again and again. Your unit doesn't necessarily have to belong to the same council or district to attend its camporee. Many troops and crews that go to the Six Flags Camporee are from another council. If you find a fun camporee somewhere, check to see if your unit can go. Step back in time. A quarter of a mile from the Gettysburg Battlefield in Pennsylvania stands a 163-year-old barn on a family farm. About 900 Cub Scouts and Scouts BSA members walked into the building last year. When they came out, they had their Union Army marching orders. Sporting navy blue kepi caps, the packs and troops stepped in line to different stations at a Civil War-themed camporee hosted by the Battlefield and Heritage Trails District of the New Birth of Freedom Council. The scouts built stretchers at the field hospital, played period games like marbles, and enlisted in the cavalry, bounced around on inflatable horses. At the sound of a bugle, each brigade of scouts rotated to a new station. They also snacked on hardtack cheese and homemade butter. You can learn a lot of local history from themed camporees. In Maryland, scouts saw how fur trappers in the mid-1800s lived during the Mountain Man Rendezvous hosted by the Seneca District of the National Capital Area Council. They learned how to saw wood, built survival shelters, and watched blacksmithing in action. Before working with tools, refer to the Guide to Safe Scouting, as there are protocols for using tools safely. The scouts also applied knot tying, fire building, and orienteering skills at contest stations as they vied for a trophy to take home, decorate, and bring back to next year's rendezvous. Working together. Oftentimes, camporees take place at a council camps like Rancho Los Mochos, a Golden Gate area council property in California. Last spring, scouts met there for a mythological-themed camporee. The skills required for each station match those of an ancient Greek hero or character. For example, the Hercules Labor Station featured a series of physical challenges, one of which required three scouts to shuffle together on long skis. This challenge called for fitness as well as teamwork. Gabriel Webb with Troop 612 of San Leandro, California, helped run the station and recalled how one patrol struggled with the task. They just couldn't get their feet straight, the 17-year-old Life Scout says. So they jumped off the skis, huddled together, jumped back onto skis, and without missing a single step, yelled, "Chicken!" for their left feet, and then "Nuggets!" for their right feet. Chicken, nuggets, chicken, nuggets. Scouts at the Tough as Nails Spring Camp rediscovered skilled trade careers. The Lake Erie Council partnered with an Ohio Area Contractor Association to bring cement masons, carpenters, and pipe fitters to the camp. The scouts watched as the professionals demonstrated their work and equipment, including a mini excavator. Set sail. Last spring, troops built rafts and hauled them to Central Florida Council's Camp La Noche for a regatta camporee. Many scouts intended to race around the camp's lake, not the toxic arrows. "We just wanted to have a lot of fun," says Rowan Greenley, 513, a first-class scout with Troop 787 from Castleberry, Florida. The toxic arrows patrol lashed together a barge from plastic barrels and covered it with an umbrella. The scouts rigged a cooler full of water bottles to their barge and handed out cold drinks to parched scouts on other rafts. "We got the Scout Spirit Award," says Tejas Ganu, 13, a tenderfoot. So here are the pictures on page 16. At the top left, scouts drive bumper cars at Six Flags Great Adventure during the Six Flags Camporee. And on the right, top of page 16, Nanako Frey and Cole Chen carry Sammy Beardsley in a stretcher while Jessica Stevens of Troop 2612 from San Leandro, California, judges their technique. And here at the bottom of page 16, scouts serve in the cavalry as they bounce on inflatable horses at a Civil War-themed camporee. At the top of page 17, under adult supervision, scouts throw tomahawks during a mountain man rendezvous. And at the far right, top right of page 17, Nanako Frey of Girls Troop 202 from Oakland, California, works on her lashings. The bottom of page 17, more than 300 scouts on 20 rafts sailed around Lake Norris at Camp La Noche. Page 19, 18 and 19, the best blades. Get the right knife or multi-tool for the job. With proper training, many scouts can use a knife, a viable tool for camping or working on a whittling project. A multi-tool provides multi-blades and other tools. Examples are saws, drivers, and even forks and spoons. A knife is not a toy. If you're a bear, Weblos, or Arrow of Light, Cub Scout, earn your whittling chip. If you're in Scouts BSA, earn your totem chip. Then you will know how to safely carry and use one of these tools. Openals number 7, my first openal folding knife, is sharp but without a point. The 3.5-inch blade is made from Sandvik stainless steel and it holds an edge. The outdoors version also has a built-in whistle to call for help in an emergency. Find gear here. Guy Gear makes finding information online a snap. Just visit go.scoutlife.org/gearguy for links to all the gear shown here. Knives and multi-tools can last your whole life if you care for them. Wipe your pocket knife with a damp cloth to clean it and add a drop of food-safe oil at pivot points to keep it at its best. Use a sharpener to keep your blade sharp. The gear. The CRKT Minimalist Drop Point has a 2-inch fixed blade with a tough handle that's comfortable to hold. The carbon steel blade sharpens quickly, and the hair-bounce, half-bounce, durable thermoplastic sheath has multiple mounting options. At only 3.1 ounces, Gerber's armbar trade has 8 essential tools, including a knife, saw, awl, driver, pry bar, hammer, and bottle opener packed into a surprisingly small and effective pocket clip tool. The Leatherman Sidekick is a stainless steel toolbox on your belt. The 7-ounce Sidekick has spring-action needle nose and standard pliers, wire cutters and stripper, knife and serrated knife, saw, ruler, can and bottle openers, wood and metal file, and 3 screwdrivers. StanSports folding knife, fork, spoon, multi-tool. Has more than eating utensils. The tool, which separates into 2, so you can use fork and spoon together, also has a can opener, corkscrew, and chisel, all in a belt-ready nylon carrying pouch. Scouts have been using Victorinox Swiss Army knife for a long time. The Huntsman, a multi-tool with first aid functions, has a suite of transitional tools, including a can opener, scissors, and tweezers, plus large and small blades, saw, awl, leather punch, and more. It pretty much has everything you need. A great knife deserves an equally great sharpener. Work Sharp's pocket knife sharpener is small enough to stash in your pack with a diamond sharpening plate and a ceramic honing rod that have built-in angle guides so you can get a perfect edge on your pocket knife. When it comes to what blade types and lengths are allowed, knife policies vary among packs, troops, councils, and camps. Learn your unit's policy before buying a blade of any kind. Scouting Around, pages 20 and 21. Be a good sport. Whether you're on the baseball diamond, tennis court, or at a checkerboard, you should show good sportsmanship. But what does that look like? Have you ever seen an athlete yell at the referees or their coaches? Do they fight with their opponents? Do they talk down to their teammates? Do they give up when they're losing? If they do any of these things, they aren't being good sports. Sportsmanship means playing by the rules and with proper techniques and strategy. That means no cheating or dirty plays. Treat your teammates, coaches, opponents, and officials with respect. It can be hard, especially in the middle of a competitive moment or if a call doesn't go your way. A good way to remind yourself is with the Scout Oath and Scout Law. Do your best to be kind, cheerful, and obedient. Sportsmanship also applies before and after a contest. Support your teammates during practice and don't look down on your opponent ahead of a match. Whether you win or lose, shake their hand and say, good game. Field facts for the next time. Not every outing goes according to plan. Some problems happen that are out of your control, like the weather. But in many cases, your decisions impact an outing's outcome. It's important to be prepared, and you can start doing that right after an event, or if you're on a long trek, after every day. Recapping and evaluating everything that happened and how everyone felt about it can help you adjust for the future. Maybe everyone loved fishing and wants to do it again. Great. Make a note of that for future outings. Or maybe most people didn't like a new recipe you cooked. Well, kudos for trying something new. But perhaps it shouldn't be on the next menu. Focus on both triumphant and troublesome parts of the outing when sharing your feedback. One way to do this is to reflect on your roses, buds, and thorns. Rose, a highlight, success, or something positive. Bud, a new idea that might have potential in the future. Thorn, a challenge or something to keep in mind for next time. Share your experiences to help future outings turn out even better. Scouts sleep under the space shuttle. From 1985 to 2011, the space shuttle Atlantis launched into space 33 times, taking more than 200 astronauts into orbit during those years. Atlantis was one of five orbiters flown during NASA's shuttle program. On its missions, it delivered parts and supplies to the International Space Station and deployed a gamma-ray observatory. Today, the retired spacecraft is on display inside the Kennedy Space Center near Orlando, Florida. You can go to the visitor complex to see the 122-foot-long shuttle propped up in an exhibit with its robotic arm extended from its payload bay doors. Or you can sign up to sleep under it, like Pac 109, Troop 7, and Troop 109 of Rock Hill, South Carolina did last April. The scouts registered for the center's overnight adventure program and toured the facility as visitors left for the day. They checked out shuttle simulators and tried engineering challenges before rolling out sleeping bags under the shuttle. After breakfast the next day, the group explored more exhibits, including a deep space complex showcasing the latest technology from SpaceX and Boeing. They also rode simulators and studied space capsules. The visit helped them complete requirement for a BSA STEM Nova Award. If you're interested in working on a STEM Nova or Supernova Award, check with your local Scout Council. Live by the code. In the March 1954 issue of Boy's Life, what this magazine used to be named, the BSA introduced the Outdoor Code. Ever since, Scouts have been reciting the pledge to be good stewards of the outdoors. The code reads, "As an American, I will do my best to be clean in my outdoor manners, be careful with fire, be considerate in the outdoors, be conservative, conservation-minded." You can put these words into action by picking up trash from your campsite, building fires only when permitted and appropriate, and staying on trails. Learn how you can treat the outdoors better than you found it and urge others to do the same. The Outdoor Code served as the basis for other national conservation initiatives like the Leave No Trace. You can earn the Conservation Good Turn Award as well as other environmental honors like the World Conservation Award and Distinguished Conservation Service Award. The online versions of Scout's BSA program features for troops and crews at go.scoutlife.org/program features. Scouts whose troops choose the suggested program theme for November can earn more in the camping, hiking, and sustainability merit badge pamphlets. We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.